Crossout Handyman Aaron speaking.
Hi, Aaron. Aaron, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Happy Wednesday. How's everything going for you?
Pretty good. I got stuck on this job over here, but anyways, that's another story.
Did you ever talk to your other customer, the one who was supposed to pay you?
Yes, I got paid.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if now is a good time or if there's a better time, maybe at some point I can give you a call back. It takes about 5 minutes on my end to get things set up for you, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You have a moment?
I do have a brief moment, yes.
Okay, perfect. So as far as your client interview goes, I don't know if you'd be available later on today. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We scheduled by the hour. We've got 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock still left. Would any of those times work out for our technician to give you that follow-up call?
Would after those times work out for you guys or no?
Yeah, 1, 2, or 3. Otherwise, we'd be looking at tomorrow.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
We could do as early as 7 o'clock or as late as 3. Just 12 noon is when everybody in that department takes their lunch.
7 o'clock will probably be good.
7? Okay, so we could schedule it from 7 until 8. You'd get a reminder email at 6, and I can send you a calendar invite as well. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that payment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
That would have to be debit.
Debit card. Is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both? Any middle initial or just first and last?
It's both.
Okay, perfect. Does it bill at the 15030 Perlite Drive in Reno 89512?
No, it does not.
Okay. What would be the billing address for that particular card?
89512.
89512. Okay. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. So I don't have my card on me at this moment in time.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see something here. Trying to log into my account, see how much I have left for the funds. What did you say that first amount was going to be?
So it is a reduced rate. We did reduce both the initial setup fee as well as the subscription cost. So you'd save $500 in the first month. Normally it's $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, but we did reduce that down to $299 a month. There's just a one-time setup fee of $99. So the initial investment's $398. That's to get everything started. The website is included. The hosting, maintenance, the updating of the site's included. And then it would bill, for $299 as an exact amount moving forward.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me, I'm not able to open up my bank account right now on the app.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of nowhere right now.
yeah, I hear you. Not a problem. So your client interview will be scheduled tomorrow at 7, but when, maybe later today, might you have better reception or more access or even have that card?
Well, that's the problem. I'm in the same location all day.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, I can't get any information on this thing. I got cell signal, but I don't know why it's not pulling up my app. It's too much data.
It's probably just pretty slow. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, try Face ID again. Nope, not recognizable on that. Yeah, this thing is, it's not linking up to the cloud or something.
That's annoying and frustrating when that happens, but it happens to all of us. So I know you're going to still be there at that same location for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that's like all the way up until 4 or past
it?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what about tomorrow? I mean.
Hold on. Here we go. I think I might have gotten through this thing. Oh, geez, I only have $423 in the account right now. Where does it all go? Yeah.
Well, that still leaves you $25.
Yeah, and then I got an automatic payment coming out of there soon. So, shit. Oh, man, that's where the town sports a killer. Damn it. Okay, hold on. Shit. Okay, shoot. Let me think. Man, this is my problem, man. I keep chasing the money to try to get to the next one, to get to the next job, to get enough money in there to cover the bills.
And well, all of a sudden, you know, the best thing that you can do is set yourself up to where you're just going to get phone calls. You're not chasing down leads. You're not, you know, in a bidding war with your competition. And you're going to be in the exact moment, in the exact time, in the exact place when someone who needs your services can find you, find the website, residential and commercial clients calling you directly. And, of course, with this, it's easy to budget for. You know, there's no taxes or hidden fees. You're not paying for a lead, so it's that flat rate. I think it's going to make it a lot easier for you to manage your resources there, but even more important, of course, to keep that steady stream of calls and jobs coming your way to where, you know, you're not going to worry about how much is in the account. You know you're going to be good. But, you know, we're going to focus on plumbing, carpentry. I mean, you do so many different things. You'll never be limited by how someone finds you. You know, as long as it's a service that you're looking for, that 20-mile service area or even beyond, you know, we can target specific cities and zip codes. So this is going to definitely work out for you. I think I did ask you before, but do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos?
I've got a gigantic portfolio.
And we would, of course, be listing or linking, I should say, the MountRoseFlooring.com to the new website that we'll build for you. So everything you've already got going, I mean, they're just kind of feed off each other, one hand washing the other. They're definitely going to work together, get you those jobs that you're looking for.
Right. So I've got the account and routing numbers, but I don't have my debit card on me right now.
Gotcha. Okay, and there's no reference of the actual card that's associated with that account.
Let me see. I have to find that under account. Should have it in here. Let me look. Hold on.
I think so. Yeah. Take your time.
Okay. Has a debit card, but only the last four digits.
Yeah, only the last four.
Shoot.
So I know that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow would be pretty early for that follow-up call at 7 o'clock. I mean, I'd have to call you before then, either later today or before your 7 o'clock appointment tomorrow to get the information.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Can you call me later today? I'll have better reception.
Yeah, I'll call you about 2, 3 o'clock. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock already. Give you a call about 3?
Oh, I was thinking like 6 o'clock. I'll be in Reno. I'll be back in town.
Oh, yeah. That'll be after the end of the workday here. You're okay with that 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. appointment tomorrow, though? I mean, I can call you a few minutes before that.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that.
Okay. I'll give you a call tomorrow morning. We'll get everything set up. Since I've got you on the phone now and we'll be kind of tight on time tomorrow, let me do what I can here to take care of things and expedite the process. We do already have the first pet's name, which is Tanner, but I never did do what is required of us because we're a Google partner, which is to read a voice verification. It does get, let's see. So we already did the voice verification. That was for... We did. We went through that. We already went through all that. That was for the $299 with the website included. So it looks like we're already set and squared away. I wanted to make sure of that.
Sure.
I already have the notes in the system too. Yeah, I remember before we were trying to get everything done and then get things set up for 2 o'clock on Monday. That didn't work out either, but that's okay. But we are already, all the boxes checked. We're good to go for tomorrow. We've got your security question. I've already actually got the notes in the system too. So I'll call you about 6:50 tomorrow morning. We'll get the billing information on file, and then we'll have that follow-up call scheduled for 7 o'clock. I'll send you a calendar invite now for that, and you'll receive at 6 a.m. Our automated system will remind you an hour prior. We'll get everything all set up and going forward tomorrow at 7.
Okay.
I'll call you a little before that. All right, sounds good. We'll talk about 6:50 in the morning tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Take care.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks a lot. Bye now.